Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
What's required and asked of you to represent our university.
The players.
We're having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
The recruits.
Show some passion and some heart.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
We're all in to finish what we've started.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
What a privilege. I mean, you get to represent LSU.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Louisiana Beef Industry Council. Boudreaux's Electrical Services. Sunshine Quality Solutions. Super Chevy Dealers. And Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Andre Champagne and our host, Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gilbo.
Two great players that are better people than they are players.
This is Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Tiger Rag Radio. Jeff Palermo, along with Glenn Gilbo, who's the editor for Tiger Rag Magazine and the executive editor, Todd Horn, Andre Champagne, LRN reporter and Tiger Rag reporter, our producer once again. Loaded show for you tonight. A lot to get to. Obviously, the Lane Kiffin news will drive the train here. No pun intended when you're talking about the Lane train. But Glenn, Todd, very interesting on how maybe by the end of the week we'll have a very, very good idea on who the next head football coach for LSU will be.
Well, it depends on who you listen to, right? If you're buying into what Lane Kiffin is trying to promote with his non-denial denials, then you would think that it's not something at the utmost front of his mind. But what everybody else is indicating, and Ole Miss is definitely apparently wanting, is a decision sooner rather than later, and sooner rather than later means sooner than next week, even in a lot of cases.
Well, Glenn, your thoughts on it?
Well, I think it's just wild, you know. It's an open date, and Lane has some time to make a decision. I really don't think he knows what he wants to do yet. If you remember when he was considering Auburn a few years ago, he didn't have his mind made up for a while, and his daughter Landry kind of helped make up his mind. She sent him a video of them enjoying themselves at Ole Miss, and then he finally made his decision shortly after that. But I really don't think he knows what he wants to do yet. And it's kind of interesting. I mean, I understand why Ole Miss doesn't want him to coach in the playoffs if he's going to go to another school, though that has happened before, mainly with assistants. But he kind of deserves that in a way. I mean, because he built it, you know. But it's just a tough decision. If I was Lane, I think I would stay in Ole Miss. But as a guy who covers LSU, I'd really like for him to come to LSU. I wanted him to be the coach back when they hired Brian Kelly, and I also wanted him to be the Saints coach when they hired the last two guys. So it's going to be real fun to see what happens.
See, Jeff, I don't think there's any question that he's clearly LSU's number one choice, and he's clearly Florida's number one choice.
And Ole Miss's.
And Ole Miss's number one choice.
And maybe the New York Giants. We don't know that one yet.
But I'm interested to see what our first guest has to say about it.
Yes. I wanted to get you guys to chime in here first before we get into it. And first of all, Todd did talk about a non-denial. You mind if we just play that soundbite really quick, if we could, Andre, just so in case our listeners did not hear it. Lane Kiffin was on the Pat McAfee show today, and it was more of a fluff piece and a promotion piece for Lane Kiffin. They didn't really dive into anything, but Pat McAfee did ask Lane Kiffin today if he was under any kind of an ultimatum, as was first reported by The Athletic, I believe, that he must make a decision by the Egg Bowl, which is a week from Friday, on his future coaching plans. And here's what Lane Kiffin had to say.
That's absolutely not true. There's been no ultimatum in anything like that at all. And so I don't know where that came from, like a lot of stuff that comes out there. Like I said, man, we're having a blast. I love it here.
And Kiffin was overly excited throughout the entire interview about being the head coach of Ole Miss. Okay, let's bring in our first guest here, Lon Phillip Sullivan of LSUOdyssey.com. He joins us on Tiger Rag Radio. Lon, thanks a lot for joining us tonight. How you doing?
Doing good. Thank you for having me. Andre, Jeff, Todd, Glenn, thank you guys so much.
Well, thank you for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
So what is the latest that you have, Lon, on the Lane Kiffin sweepstakes?
All aboard the Lane plane. That was a wild all-timer day yesterday, wasn't it, guys? With some people tracking the airport flights from Oxford to Baton Rouge and the LSU private jet and Layla Kiffin coming to Baton Rouge for a tour. You know, what I've got lately, as of right today, you know, people I've talked to, players on the current Ole Miss team, don't really know where it's going to go. They're not saying it's quite a distraction or a huge circus, but they're saying that they really don't know what's going on or where it's going. They're just kind of staying day to day, kind of pushing for their goals this season. As for, you know, from an LSU standpoint, trying to get Lane Kiffin, it's all up in the air right now for Lane. LSU are going to put out, you know, their best shot for Lane Kiffin. He has been their number one target. There was a push for Saban, a kind of a try for Saban. Can we maybe entice? Okay, that's never going to work. Now our realistic number one target, Lane Kiffin. And really, I think you're going to see LSU's best shot here. Why not? Lane Kiffin, I think if you give him a top defense, even if that's you keep Blake Baker or if he brings Pete Golding,
he's going to bring Pete if he comes.
Yeah, it seems like that'll probably happen. As long as you marry what Kiffin can do offensively, which is specifically controlling games on the ground too, which people don't really pay attention with Kiffin, you bring that back to LSU, which LSU hasn't had for the entirety of the Kelly era, unless it was Jaden Daniels running it. You marry that with an actual defense at LSU. You're talking about something special at LSU with Kiffin at the helm.
Hey, Lon, this is Todd. Hey, can we sort of go over this timeline a little bit to match it to what you've found out throughout the course of this and to see if we can tie a knot around it as to where we are right now? Glenn and I were just talking here in the Super Chevy dealer studio right before the show started, and I was saying, hey, man, straight up, if Lane Kiffin had made up his mind yet, then he would have signed that contract extension that Ole Miss has put on his desk that makes him like a $13 million a year salaried coach, and he would have signed it just like Kurt Cignetti did, just like the three or four other coaches, SMU coach Lashley, Matt Rule at Nebraska. Anyway, all these coaches have been targets of other schools, and they went ahead and signed extensions to cement that they're staying. That's what Ole Miss wants Lane Kiffin to do, and he's just not ready to do that yet. In addition to that, whenever Billy Napier was fired a few weeks ago from Florida, my understanding is that at that moment they started reaching out and expressing an interest in Lane, and Lane didn't turn them away. Instead, Jimmy Sexton, Lane's agent, started negotiating a deal with Ole Miss to increase his salary, which is what's sitting on his desk right now. Florida matched that offer, and then Layla and other members of the Kiffin family ended up in Florida the day before they came here to Baton Rouge. So he's clearly shopping, getting to know what he needs to know, what he needs to understand so that he can make a decision. My big question to you is that the same timeline you're hearing, and who escorted him or Layla and whoever else came while they were in Baton Rouge?
As far as an escort for Baton Rouge, I heard that was people close to Kiffin, mostly people that he was coaching around with on the Ole Miss team. So that's going to narrow it down to maybe KJ Bolden, Austin Thomas, some people like that who have some history with Kiffin. As far as the timeline, man, this is so weird because I think you're onto something here. I think this whole ultimatum. Does he have an ultimatum? He just denied it. Okay, he denied that. But the whole, we're going to go on McAfee to deny the ultimatum thing. I was just speculating about this on my show earlier. That seems so strange, and it seems like maybe let's calm this down and let's figure this out. Whether you're going to leave or you're going to stay, let's calm this down so that we can finish this season the right way. I can't see them sending him to the door, getting rid of him because he's pursuing other jobs with what he's built there and what they might have at stake here if they finish the season the right way. That would be shocking to me, but I think we're going to find out, like you guys have said, very soon, most likely by this weekend, whether the ultimatum was real or not. I think we're going to see a lot of dominoes start to fall in which direction this is going. I can't see Ole Miss letting this drag out and letting this become a thing for too much longer.
Lon, I don't believe Ole Miss has no leverage to put up some kind of ultimatum. That's ridiculous. Lane is in control of everything. I mean, I just wrote about that today. Okay, let's say Ole Miss may think it has an ultimatum and a deadline out there. So what if Lane breaks it? What are they going to do? Are they going to fire him?
And I agree with that, but there is a real interest for Ole Miss to get him to make up his mind.
But they also need to be careful. They need to be careful not to upset him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because that could hurt their chances of getting him.
Yeah, but you've already offered him $13 million in the Kings to the Kingdom that he built.
Yeah, that's true. But he's coaching his team, okay? He doesn't have time to sit and decide what he wants to do for the next 5 or 10 years. He's trying to win a national championship for Ole Miss, you know?
Yeah.
So, and this is America. He deserves a chance to think about
it. Don't you know that the boosters control everything?
No, Lane controls everything.
Yeah, see, that's
Lane controls LSU,
that's what's going on.
Florida,
now, that's what's
and
going,
Ole Miss.
But that's what's going on right now. They got the boosters. They're big boosters who have been stroking those checks and you know, compensating him to the level and agreeing to compensate him. No, they're like, hey, give us some love back right now.
Well, look, Nick did the same thing. When Nick was trying to decide if he wanted to go to the Dolphins from LSU, he changed his mind like 3 times, okay? And he changed his mind a couple of times when he went from Michigan State to LSU. But, you know, Lane's going to need some time, and I think by about this time next week he may have made up his mind. But Lon, do you think he's a great coach? As an as a guy who covers LSU, how excited would you be if Lane does take the LSU job?
Yeah, first off, the ultimatum existence of the ultimatum, who knows what's to believe there and you know, the validity of that. I totally agree with your view on that. But Lane Kiffin, I think there's some situations he's come up short, some end-of-game situations he's gotten wrong. I mean, you can just look at the overtime loss to LSU last year. That's a game Ole Miss absolutely dominated for 90% of the game.
He lost to Kentucky last year. That kept him out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
He's had some big losses. There's no question.
Lose to Kentucky at home. I mean, crazy. But, you know, I think you give him the keys to the kingdom at LSU. You actually have a chance for a complete team by doing what's right on the defense. You keep the trenches. You keep bolstering the trenches. And what Lane does to an offensive line with his running scheme, I think has a good chance to help LSU out trying to get that running game coming back to LSU, which we've been just sorely lacking for years now.
Lon, can you stay with us?
I'm excited.
Can you stay with us through the break, Lon?
Of course, of course.
All right, let's take the break, and then we come back. More of Lon Philip Sullivan from LSUOdyssey.com. If you're not following him on Twitter, social media, or going to your website, well, then you're not being a real LSU fan. You go to TigerRag.com first when you start off your morning, and then you go to LSUOdyssey.com. We'll have more of Lon Philip Sullivan when we come back here on Tiger Rag Radio.
a sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this fall. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and throughout the fall, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. My brother and I grow rice, soybeans, and raise crawfish on our farm in Evangeline Parish. For a fourth-generation farmer like myself, Louisiana Farm Bureau is as much a part of my life as checking traps or harvesting rice. Our organization is more than 145,000 members strong, and we've been around for more than 100 years. The Louisiana Farm Bureau spans generations, and we want you to join our family.
Visit LAFarmBureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Tiger Rag Radio is back on the air, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealers Studio. Jeff Palermo along with Todd Horn and Glenn Gilbo. And we have another segment here with Lon Phillip Sullivan from LSUOdyssey.com. And Todd, go ahead and fire away this first question of this segment.
Hey, well, Lon, we're gonna kind of switch gears a little bit. I mean, everybody's, you know, probably saturated with the Lane Kiffin stuff. Basically, he's LSU's top target. He's Florida's top target. He's Ole Miss's top target. And we all think that we're probably going to know something probably by the end of the week.
It'd be funny if you went to Arkansas, huh?
Yeah, right. but so let's go back to something that's plagued this LSU odyssey. Ha, see what I did there? All year long, and that is the injury status of Garrett Nussmeier. Of course, he threw for 4,000-plus yards last year, 29 touchdowns, came back for his fifth year, was going to lead LSU to the SEC championship, college football playoffs, and his heart was set on a national championship game. Then he gets injured early in the season. You start reporting about that, and you get browbeaten on social media, get denials from LSU. My question for you now, since you've been vindicated completely, and he's obviously been injured all year long with not just one, but a couple of different injuries, but one primary one, I guess, that's hard to shake and continues to get aggravated. But why did Brian Kelly insist on playing him all year when it adversely affected his play, the injury?
Man, that's a great question. I hate to say that it has anything to do with the fact that they have the same agent and the same kind of pursuit of glory in that respect, but maybe they just felt like seeing Michael Van Buren and his accuracy in fall camp practices and spring practices, which was not, I mean, very hot to cold, not really something you could hang your hat on, you thought. But you saw what we got from Garrett Nussmeier. It was absolutely shocking. And what was shocking to me was how first saying, you know, talking about the knee, and I wasn't too worried about his knee, but once I heard about he's just torn his abdominal as well, both happening during fall camp, I'm just like, this is the worst case scenario for a quarterback in this kind of situation, in this moment. Everything's building towards the season for Nuss, and now you've got two of the worst injuries for a quarterback to have, especially with a bad offensive line in front of you and kind of an anonymous running game, right?
Right.
And so I was very worried for Nuss in that respect. But you just kept seeing him played over and over and over. No 300-yard game, barely over a touchdown in any game. I really have no explanation for why they did that, other than maybe they just thought he was the guy that could actually do it.
I think that was it. I mean, if Underwood comes to LSU last year, he'd have played. He'd have played maybe even in the opener.
That might be true. I mean, that could be true, because what we've seen from Garrett Nussmeier was just not good enough. And I mean, and what's sad to say, Glenn and Jeff and Todd, I really think if LSU had actually had MVB from the beginning, mm-hmm. and played it very conservative, and if you can control the ball for 7, 8, 9 more minutes than your opponent, like we did this last week, maybe it's not going to look pretty. Maybe it'll be really, really ugly and a lot of close games. I'm going to take my chances with that, where you're avoiding a lot more negative plays. You don't have an injured quarterback. The limitations, you saw what that did to Nussmeier mentally over the course of the season as well. Things looked like they were ready to just boil over at any moment on the sidelines. And it was just a very nasty scene.
Do you think we've seen the last of Garrett Nussmeier in a LSU uniform, or do you think he comes back before the end of the season?
You know, I that's a good question, because I thought, you know, we would have MVB get a shot here against Arkansas, then preserve his red shirt. He's obviously not going to play, hopefully, in my opinion. I think it would be crazy to burn this red shirt with these two games. But, you know, I thought they'd have Nuss play for these next two games, and then MVB plays in the bowl game, which wouldn't count towards his redshirt eligibility. I thought that's kind of the playbook, but now it's looking like, you know, Colin Hurley's left the team. Emile Piccarella's might be the guy who's going to be actually playing for LSU in some of these games potentially, because it doesn't seem like Nuss is really recovering from what Frank Wilson has said.
Excuse me. I don't think Van Buren is concerned with his redshirt right now. I mean, he got to start an SEC game, and now he gets to play two more in a bowl. I mean, I don't think he's worried about a redshirt. Do you?
No, you're right. I mean, Van Buren said he didn't care. Buren said, I don't care about the redshirt. I want to play for this team. I'm just saying, from my perspective.
Yeah, because you can count money.
like it's just a big. It's just a big deal to have that extra year.
Well, the new coach, whoever they hire, needs to bring a couple of quarterbacks with him.
It's going to have to happen.
And I think maybe from Michael Van Buren's perspective, he wants to put more of his game out on tape.
Yeah, because he might transfer, right?
Yeah, he might have to transfer. I mean, it's crazy.
It's true.
Hey, Lon, we can spend 2 hours here with you, but we got to cut you loose here. Thanks a lot, man. Tell the folks out there really quick how they can follow you.
You can follow us at Lon Phillips on Twitter, and on our YouTube, of course, our YouTube channel at LSU Odyssey. But really, LSUOdyssey.com is the central hub. We post the links for everything that we do on every platform there. Just follow us there and give us a subscription if you can. And everybody, go Tigers, and get ready for another crazy week. Thank you guys for having me.
It might be another couple of crazy days coming up here. Thanks, Lon. Let's take a break. We'll be back after this.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac standby generators.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this fall. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and throughout the fall, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-CUMMINS, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-CUMMINS.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
Live from Super Chevy Dealer Studio, we're back to Tiger Rag Radio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, Jeff Palermo along with Todd Horn and Glenn Gilbo. Let's get right to our next guest here, Michael Katz from the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal. He joins us now. He's been covering Ole Miss for a long time. And Michael, thanks a lot for being a part of Tiger Rag Radio. You're on with myself, Jeff Palermo, along with Todd Horn and Glenn Gilbo. And set the scene. Is it panic situation there in Oxford? Give us an idea of the buzz around town there as we're all on Lane Kiffin watch.
Yeah, what is Lane Kiffin doing right now this second?
if I knew that. I think it's a combination of maybe a little bit of panic, a little bit of confusion. I feel like depending on what you hear and when you hear it, you're probably leaning one way, and then you hear something else 5 minutes later, and you kind of go another direction. The McAfee interview today, I don't think really resolved anything or made anything any clearer. I think we're all just sort of in wait and see mode. Obviously, there were some reports in the last couple of days about his family making trips to Gainesville and to Baton Rouge, and obviously that is not something that Ole Miss fans are liking hearing. And then, he goes on McAfee and talks about how much he loves it, and a hottie totty at the end and all this stuff. So there's just a lot of misdirection and a lot of smoke. And I mean, honestly, this is my fifth season covering this program, I'm kind of used to it at this point. I feel like we do this at least once a year with big jobs. Obviously, the biggest one prior to this was probably 2022 with Auburn. This is probably the only other one that's felt super real. I think it kind of comes with the territory of Lane Kiffin that there's going to be a little bit of a circus. You're going to win a lot of games. At certain points, you're going to have these sorts of situations. And I think Ole Miss, if anything, just really wants some clarity. I mean, you're 10-1, you're on the verge of making the playoffs. You got the Egg Bowl coming up. I think the last thing they want is to not know heading into the stretch run.
And to that point, even though Michael Lane went on McAfee's show today and said, absolutely, there is no ultimatum, there is a sense of urgency, and that's understandable, like you said. So do you think there's been high-level conversations or nitty-gritty, come-to-Jesus meetings with him where they're like, hey, look, you got to tell us one way or the other, because if you're going to decide to go to Florida or you're deciding to go to LSU, then we need to get into the coaching cycle, the coaching carousel. We need to get this taken care of or it's going to hurt our program. Is that the sense that you're getting?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the ultimatum thing, I think, maybe that's some semantics in terms of, what is a quote-unquote ultimatum. I would be surprised if there wasn't some sort of deadline or a, hey, man, like, we need to know because we're going to have to go into coaching search if this isn't, if this isn't the direction that you're going to go. We're kind of getting to that point where, if he wants to play this out and coach him through the playoffs and you get into January, say you win a playoff game or two and you're in the middle of January and he decides to go, all the good coaching candidates are going to be gone by then. And you're kind of left out, kind of left in the wilderness. So I think Ole Miss obviously wants to know, where this is going sooner than later, because if you have to make an alternative plan,
Now's the time to start doing it because all these other schools have gotten head starts, you know, LSU and Florida and Auburn. I mean, these places have weeks, sometimes up to a month, depending on the place, to kind of get a head start. So if that is what ends up happening, I think Ole Miss wants to know. And of course, there's the question of, you know, would he coach in the playoff? Would he coach in the Egg Bowl, depending on when the decision happens? There's just a lot of moving parts here, but I think that the sooner it gets settled, I think the better for everybody.
So, Michael, you came in with Lane. Y'all came in at the same time about, right?
I came in his second season.
Oh, okay.
This year was the COVID year. 2021 was my first season. But then the ultimate irony is that he was the head coach at USC when I was the sports editor of the Daily Trojan. So we go way back.
Well, let me ask you. That's interesting. How honest is he? You know, when he's being interviewed in press conferences, as you know, you've covered him for years. You know, all coaches got to lie a little bit at times, but some coaches are good at being candid and honest. Where would you rate him in that category?
I'd say it probably depends on the topic. I mean, there's certain things that he's extremely open about and he wants to talk about or get a message out about, you know, the college football playoff and the transfer portal and NIL and all these sorts of things. He has been like very clear where he stands on those things. And I think that's partly because you're trying to put out a message because you're a head coach and you're okay, trying to make sure that people get your message. But, you know, obviously, you know, again, I've done this a few times now with him when it's that there's a no comment and then you've got, you know, reports on his family being places and then he's retweeting certain things and but he says it's not a distraction and they're not going to talk about it. So I think it really just sort of depends on
Let me ask you then, sorry to interrupt. How honest was he during the whole Auburn thing?
Well, that one was interesting because it sort of came to a head at like the very end. I believe it was Egg Bowl week is when that all sort of went down.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that I think it was that Monday that the report came out, and we had heard rumblings about it, but nothing super serious. And then, of course, he referenced the famous Tommy Tuberville. You know, what do you want me to say? I'm going to leave here in a pine box. And so that was the whole situation. But you know, I think that with Lane, it's difficult because I honestly don't think he knows what he's doing yet.
Exactly,
and decided. Yeah, and I think that was the case with Auburn, too. Like, he was going to Auburn until he wasn't, and then he changed his mind. I think there were probably times when the safe bet was that he was going to go to Auburn, but obviously he changed his mind, and things worked differently. I just think it's – I think a lot of people are throwing things out there of, oh, well, this is a definite – you know, he's going here, he's going there, and I just don't think that – that's how he works. I think, one, he's focused on, you know, he's trying to win some games and trying to go 11-1 and go to the first playoff that Ole Miss has ever been in. But two, I think there's a lot of factors involved in this. It's family. It's your personal happiness and well-being. It's do you want to leave a grass, you know, is the grass necessarily greener? And he's done that before, and it's bitten him. So I do think there's some decisions that I don't know that he's necessarily ready to make yet. And I think that's what makes this sort of deadline or, you know, the reported deadline so interesting because it's going to force his hand. And I'm not sure he's ready for that.
So if Nick Saban and Jimmy Sexton are whispering in his ear right now and telling him where to go, or advising him on what to do, do you think that has a lot of influence over his decision-making process right now?
Quick answer.
I would say it would probably play a little bit of a part, but I think he's his own guy, and he's always going to sort of do what he's going to do.
What do you think he eventually does, Michael?
If I had the answer to that, man, I would have put money in Vegas.
You couldn't tell us what he's doing right now, and you can't tell us what he's going to do. What good are you?
No, that's what I keep asking too.
This is your last appearance on this show.
No, it's not.
Michael, thanks a lot for your time, man. I know it's some busy days, and I think we got a couple more busy days ahead. We'll take a thanks a lot again for your time.
Absolutely appreciate you.
All right, that's Michael Katz from the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal. Let's take a break, and then myself, Todd, and Glenn will talk about what's going on here from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
Now, back to Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Back here inside the Super Chevy Dealers Studio, Jeff Palermo, along with the executive editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn, and the editor, Glenn Gilbo. Well, guys, we had two great guests on, Lon Phillip Sullivan and Michael Katz. I know you guys have been making the calls and so forth and talking to as many as people as you possibly can. And I know we were joking around with Michael on what's going to happen. I don't think anybody does know what's going to happen. And anybody that's telling you that this is signed, sealed, and delivered, Lane Kiffin is going to LSU, or no, Lane Kiffin's going to Florida, or Lane Kiffin is staying at Ole Miss, I don't think a decision has been made.
No, it hasn't.
I think LSU has probably put out an attractive offer that has him really thinking. And I really think Lane may have thought that he can just let this play out, take his team to the college football playoffs, and then when the season was over, he would have the ability to make the decision. And there's probably a bit of them that might be a little bit surprised that Ole Miss is pushing back at him and saying, you got to make a decision by the Egg Bowl.
See, I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, I don't think Lane thought he could go into January 20th.
Yeah,
but, leaving everybody hanging. I don't think that.
Yeah, because of the
maybe not January 20th, or how about at least through December 19th?
Yeah, maybe.
I think that he thinks, this is what I think about what you just said. I think that Lane may have thought that he had enough stroke that he could tell them what he was going to do and still coach through the playoffs.
And I think he does have enough stroke to do that. What are they going to do, fire him? I mean,
yeah,
really.
I think they could.
Well, but that would be really stupid, I think. And what would that do to the buyout? I mean, would that be with cause or without cause if they fired him?
What about LSU's situation? Not to change the subject, but could they have two coaches on the payroll at the same time?
That is interesting. Like,
what's Virginia Tech doing with James Franklin? Is he like coaching this Saturday?
That's weird.
I don't have time to look at what's going on. You bring up
an interesting subject, because Lane built this team, okay? And Ole Miss has never been this good. Lane has been consistent at Ole Miss.
They were this good whenever Vaught was coaching them.
When who was coaching them? That was in the
whatever.
Sixth.
But
actually they're better now. They've had more 10-win seasons in a shorter period of time than Vaught ever had. Now, they didn't play as many games back then.
Right.
But still, he's in the mix as much or more than Vaught ever was. And in a way, he deserves to coach this team in the playoffs, because it's his team and he built it. So I think the best thing for them to do from an Ole Miss perspective would be to find one of the assistants who would be the interim coach, sign him to a 2-year deal, you know, and then you don't have to worry about, oh, I got to get into the coaching market. You're just going to have to go with somebody on your staff.
But they
and don't feel too bad about it, because you're in the freaking playoffs and you might win the national championship.
They're not going to win it.
But the buzz is they really like John Summerall. If they can replace Summerall with Kiffin, they feel like that's
– And Auburn's already putting the heat on him right now.
And let's face it.
That's getting
a
little too greedy, though.
But let's face it. I know, and maybe I'm going to do a bad job making this comparison, but granted, LSU, the debacle against Texas A&M, LSU was forced to fire Brian Kelly, but a part of the reason why they were forced to fire Brian Kelly was because Florida had fired Billy Napier, and they knew Florida – was going to for Lane Kiffin, and LSU needed to get in the Lane Kiffin.
Well, but I don't know about that, because Woodward fired Kiffin not knowing that he was going to get fired, and I don't think Woodward wanted to hire Lane Kiffin. He certainly didn't the previous time. I don't think.
Well, I think he'd do.
Maybe he'd have changed his mind.
Yeah, maybe. But let's see how much time we got left in this. So we got a couple more minutes left in this segment. So one of the things that you wrote about, going on at TigerRag.com, it's Nick Saban's involvement in all of this. And we'll carry this over past this break, too, into the final segment.
Oh, no, I have to leave. I can't stay through the break. I got to go.
Well, if he does, I'll talk about it some because Todd and I are actually both leaving
after the break.
But I had to.
Me and Andre will have a free conversation.
We're meeting Lane. We're meeting Lane and Layla.
But I'm more than equipped to talk about it because I've had to defend it for 2 days straight now. It seems like so.
Well, what do you mean defend it? I mean, to me, it seems pretty obvious, right? I mean, Nick Saban is a mentor to Lane Kiffin.
The emotion out there in the fan bases is such that on Twitter and texting to me, that everybody's saying everything's baloney. It's not true. Prove it. Say what you're saying. And so, you know.
It's true. Believe me.
Yeah. I mean, it's horrible out there right now.
Impeccable source saying that Saban's involved.
I can't understand how someone can't comprehend that. How much Lane Kiffin looks up to Nick Saban. I mean,
just to be clear, though, Jeff, Nick hasn't really talked to Lane. He's talked to Sexton and Verge about Lane. He hasn't talked to Lane. I said that was in the story.
Okay. We'll talk more about it when we come back.
All right, let's get into it a little bit more. One more segment in this hour, then Bruce Feldman from The Athletic will join us. We'll get his take on what's going on with the whole Lane train here. Wild times, crazy. Let's take a break here on Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this fall. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this weekend and throughout the fall, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with 5 available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious with multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability,
nice,
making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your Super Chevy dealers today.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. While I'm a fourth generation rice and soybean grower, you don't have to be a farmer to be a Louisiana Farm Bureau member. Membership has its benefits, from discounts on car seats, hotel rooms, and rental cars, to access to insurance you can count on to be there when you need, plus a whole lot more. We're 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
How you doing? This is Snoop Dogg.
Tiger Rag. Tiger Rag Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are tuned in.
Talk LSU sports, interviews, opinions, and your calls around the Tiger Nation.
Baton Rouge was a life for me. Home of the LSU Tigers.
Now more Tiger Rag Radio.
Hey, we love to score and get highlights and championships and play to win.
Tiger Rag Radio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, hour number one, we're wrapping up. It's flying by, and we got Bruce Feldman coming up in hour number two. We'll also give you a scouting report on Western Kentucky. The Tigers do have a game this Saturday, the topic is all about LSU's coaching search. So we were talking about Nick Saban's involvement here, and Glenn, since you've been able to talk with individuals close to the situation, what are you hearing?
Well, Nick is very close to Verge Osbury, and a great LSU source who I've used before said that he gave a list to Verge back, you know, within a few days after Coach Kelly got fired, and said that Lane Kiffin was the number one guy that he should get. Eli Drinkwitz was on that list along with the Georgia Tech coach and the Louisville coach.
Jeff Brohm and Brett Key, respectively.
Right, right. And and in that order, Kiffin, Drinkwitz, Key, Brom. And that, but he says Lane's the guy, he says he's ready for the job, and you know, Jimmy Sexton has been Nick Saban's agent since he was at Michigan State, and Nick has talked Lane up to Jimmy for the LSU job as opposed to the Florida job if he decides to leave Ole Miss. That's another key factor, because just a couple weeks ago, Nick said that Lane should stay at Ole Miss. So it's kind of like if he leaves Ole Miss, he ought to go to LSU is what Nick's been saying, which, you know, is natural since Nick coached at LSU. He never coached at Florida. But, you know, that's his opinion that LSU would be a better job for Lane if he leaves Ole Miss than Florida would. And what the source said, you know, if you want to win a national championship, you should take the LSU job. But to that I said, you could stay at Ole Miss and possibly win the national championship this year. It's a tournament. I mean, you know, it's a tournament. Anybody can win it. And he's certainly been close. You know, it's not like this is just a one-shot wonder. He'll probably be good more at Ole Miss. So he's got a tough decision to make. There's no question about it.
And we'll have plenty of time to talk about this if it does come to this. If Lane decides to stay at Ole Miss or goes to Florida instead, how dicey does this get for LSU?
You know, I think Virg Ausberry has been around so many searches at LSU. I think he's got a couple of guys ready to go if he doesn't get Lane. And one of those guys might be Eli Drinkwitz, or has usually been the case at LSU searches, there might be a guy out there that nobody's talked about. You know, that's happened.
It's an interesting question, Jeff, because you, Glenn, you look back at the Kelly hiring in November of 2021. Kelly was not high on the radar. Everybody was expecting
Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley to be named. And
Dave Aranda was a popular name.
But Lincoln Riley was the guy,
yeah,
supposedly.
That was the big one, yeah.
And he stiffed LSU at the last minute, and within 24 hours, Brian Kelly was signed, sealed, and delivered to LSU.
Yeah, maybe it should have been more than 24 hours, so Scott could have done some checking, checked his age, checked how old he'd be after a 10-year contract. But that's another story.
Well, my point is that
yes,
Verge may have a backup already.
Yes, exactly. He probably does.
All right, let's take a break. Let's get Bruce Feldman's take on this. Very interested to get more of a national perspective. He writes for The Advocate, and he's also with Fox TV. So we'll be
back after this. The Athletic, not The Advocate. The Athletic.
What did I say, Advocate? I meant The Athletic.
That's all right.
Thank you for correcting. We'll be back after this here on Tiger Rag Radio.